Chapter 6, Believe in Yourself. When working on yourself, I want you to remember one thing. I read this somewhere a long time ago, and honestly, I don't know who said it, but I think it's one of the greatest sayings ever. When you have a lot of confidence, and you feel like nobody can beat you, it's game over for everyone else. Have you ever woken up feeling amazing? Ready to take on the world? Happy, confident, and just great? When you practice self-confidence, this feeling can be learned. You can feel this good every single day. For those who know me, you'll know I didn't finish school. I couldn't spell at the age of 21 when I got my first office junior job, and two of the girls there, Kate Hindley and Janine Ellis, used to help when I couldn't read the envelopes properly. I later got a job as an account handler in the same company, and these girls used to check my letters for me before I sent them out to make sure I hadn't cocked them up. I knew I had shortfalls that, if kept to myself, would stop me from progressing in the company and hold me back. Luckily for me, I had no problem asking people for help. I stayed with this company for 4 years, passed lots of exams, and ended up the letters DIP CII after my name on any letter I signed. Mike Martin DIP CII. This was my first ever achievement in education. Before this, I had never sat an exam, never achieved anything in school, and didn't think people like me could do anything with their lives. I was wrong. Self-confidence is not something you are born with, and unless you are brought up surrounded by the right adults who teach you self-confidence, you need to learn it for yourself. Because I was 28 when I started my journey as an entrepreneur, I was really a blank slate and hadn't been educated to believe I was an expert in any one area. For an entrepreneur, this is a good thing, or at least I have taught myself to believe it is over the years. You see, I have looked at my shortfalls and taught myself to believe they are positives. Why have I done this? Well, the answer is simple. If you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to make a success of yourself, then you have to believe in yourself. You have to push forward believing you can achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. Don't give me excuses. Give me steps. This is something I say to students and people in the real world who like to give me reasons they can't quit their jobs, they can't become an entrepreneur, they are not able to get started yet, or reasons it's different for them than it was for me. Shut the fuck up making excuses. They are not real. When someone tells me they want to do something but they are saving up first. Shut the fuck up making excuses. They are not real. When someone tells me they can't start a business because they are not qualified. Shut the fuck up making excuses. They are not real. When someone tells me I'm not good at blank. Shut the fuck up making excuses. They are not real. When someone tries to justify why they won't do anything because they believe they can't. Shut the fuck up making excuses. They are not real. Self-belief isn't something you are born with, and self-belief isn't something you get by being qualified, being the best at something, or even by people telling you just how great you are. My younger brother is the most talented natural musician I have ever met, but he has no self-confidence that he can do it, so he never will. When people tell him how amazing he is, he just thinks they are lying to him. He has created music and has even self-published albums, Carl Martin, Forgotten, and songs, Carl Martin, Skinny Little Bastard, which you can find online. The world made him a natural musician. He can't live without making music. Just like you and I are entrepreneurs and we naturally chase our ideas. But unfortunately for him, he doesn't have that self-belief, and when the big opportunities came, and they did, he took a step back and didn't take it where it could have gone. I watch people, I study what they do and how they react to situations, noticing the small things that stop them from achieving the big things. I then take those small things and I change them about myself. This is why I have been able to succeed even though I wasn't born into money. My parents were uneducated, and both my mother and father spent time in prison. No one in my family ever finished school, yet I have been able to build several successful companies, write several successful books, and raise my children the way I believe they should be raised. How have I been able to do all this when I started with almost no advantages in life? Self-belief. My mother wasn't a bad parent. She was a naive, single mother of four unruly children who had no help from anyone, ever. Because of this, we moved from council house to council house, constantly running from our problems and the bills. Once the bills at a house got too much, we would pack up and move on. My mother would change her name again and we would start over. This went on throughout our childhood, meaning we never had friends we grew up with, and we never had any routine or chance of excelling in school, but we had a loving parent. When we all lived in two small rooms in a hostel in Blackpool, we had a loving parent. When we moved into the spare room of my mother's friends' houses, many times over because we were homeless again, we had a loving parent. When we damaged other people's property, stole or cheated to get money for food, we had a loving parent. When we caused so much trouble, my mother had to up and move us all in the middle of the night to avoid troubles so big a single mother couldn't fight back or handle them. We had a loving parent. And through all her shortcomings and naive parenting, the one thing my mother always told my brothers, sister, and I was that we could become anything we wanted to be when we grew up. Can you see how I took all those negatives and turned them into a positive? Can you see how from all the shit that went on in my childhood, I found the one positive I used to give me self-belief? If you read that and you thought to yourself I can do this, you can become a great entrepreneur and you are ready for the next step. If you read that and you didn't have a loving parent and that's all that you kept saying to yourself in your head, using that as your excuse, then you need to. Shut the fuck up making excuses, they are not real. I had none of the advantages growing up except I was born in a country where anything is possible, and I had a mother who told me I could do anything. Stop looking at the negatives and only use the positives in your life to give you the self-confidence you need to be great, and you will. Self-belief might not be something you have naturally, and you might genuinely have areas in your life where you are not strong. As an entrepreneur, you will eventually learn to hire people who cover your shortfalls, but if those shortfalls are something you need to tackle before you get started, then don't give me excuses. Give me steps. I said this earlier, and now I'll explain exactly what I mean by this and will help you to move forward on your journey as an entrepreneur. How do we create the steps that are going to make us great? The answer is simple. We turn them into habits, habits that we can fit into our everyday lives that will improve our lives positively rather than holding us back. For the purposes of this book, I will use the skill of writing as your Achilles heel, not because it is, but because it was mine, and I had to work very hard to overcome it. I read a lot, and all the most successful people say you need to learn just three things to become great at anything, or at least anything you want to do. You need to read every single day. You need to learn to speak in public. You need to learn to write. Reading every single day isn't a problem for anyone, just find books written on the subjects you like and read them. You can read them on the toilet, in bed at night, every time you get a few minutes spare, or you can listen to audiobooks when you're driving, walking, shopping, or even in the shower. What I'm saying is this one is easy, and the more you do it, the more it will become a positive habit. Public speaking honestly scared the shit out of me. So, rather than just going out and speaking in front of crowds, I started by doing it online and teaching people for free via webinar software. This enabled me to start with a very small audience and also build my confidence in speaking to others who want to learn what it is I have to share. The third was a little harder for me because I couldn't spell. In fact, I still can't spell. I don't know the difference between a verb and a noun, and to be honest, I just don't understand the English language. So, how did I overcome not being able to spell or understanding how to write proper English? Do you think I went to university and wasted several years to get a degree in writing? Do you think I chased a piece of paper that told me I could write, so now I had permission to do it? No. 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 I wrote. I opened a laptop and I wrote a book. At the time I had no skill whatsoever and had nothing I could teach anyone, so I wrote a book about the only thing I knew anything about. Serial killers. Yeah, weird, I know, but these guys fascinated me growing up so I kinda knew and understood them. I wrote a book. I tried to edit it myself, then self-published it on Amazon. This book didn't make me a millionaire. This book didn't turn me into the next J.K. Rowling. In fact, it was pretty damn crap, but it gave me the confidence to do it and I have since written books that I am more interested in. My first book was called And Then They Were Dead. You can check it out here https://www.mikejmartin.com/books-2/. I'm sharing this embarrassing piece of crap with you because we all start somewhere and progress. Since then, I have taught myself to write daily for at least 30 minutes. If I'm watching TV and haven't written that day, I turn it off and write. If I know I have a very busy day tomorrow, I set my alarm 1 hour earlier than I need to and I write. If I find myself doing anything that isn't beneficial for my future and I haven't written that day, I write. If you find the things you're not good at and you do them for a short time every day, before you know it, you will either become good at them or you just won't care. You will do them anyway because the act of doing them every single day will give you the confidence you need. Opinions don't matter. Have you ever asked someone for their opinion? Have you ever finished something you're proud of only to ask people what they think and get a nod or a fake yeah, it's great? It's important to understand that people don't give a shit about you. They only care about themselves, so no matter how much time or effort you put into anything, nobody will ever feel as excited as you about it. Because of this, it is crucial to understand, other people's opinions do not matter. In fact, they do not matter so much that you shouldn't really care what anybody else thinks. The only reason human beings care what other people think is that we have a language and we communicate with that language, that makes us self-conscious and forces us to need other people's approval even though what they think really doesn't matter. My little girl is only 4. She has been diagnosed with autism and is nonverbal. Because of this, communicating with her can be tricky, but she doesn't understand the things that make us embarrassed or self-conscious. The other day we were relaxing in the living room when my little girl went out onto the decking with her potty in hand. She positions the potty right in the middle of the decking and takes a big dump in the sun. Have you ever gone outside to take a dump with the sun on your face? I'm guessing probably not. Would you? I'm guessing probably not again. Why? My little girl doesn't understand other people's opinions. She doesn't understand criticism or embarrassment. She just does what feels good when she wants to do it. You will see this a lot with young children in school. They jump up and start dancing when a song they like comes on or they start singing it out loud. That is until an adult tells them to sit down or shut up. Children are innocent and happy. They do what feels good to them when it feels good, and slowly over time, society chips away at them and makes them into something they are not. You really don't need other people's opinions to do something great. In fact, you are better off doing something others find ridiculous because when it works, you might just see a real expression of "Oh my God" on their faces. Nobody gives a shit about you or anything you do, so you shouldn't expect them to. You shouldn't feel disappointed when they're not interested or excited about what you have. Self-belief starts in you and grows in you. Other people don't need to believe in you as long as you believe in yourself. I find the best way to become good at anything and build my self-belief in that area is by asking myself for questions about it. Why? How? Worth it? How? Why do I want to achieve this? How will this improve my life? Is the outcome worth the effort? How am I going to get there? Let's look at this for me and my want to be a writer. Why do I want to write? Because I want to be an author. How will this improve my life? My kids will be proud of me. Is the outcome worth the effort? Yes. How am I going to get there? Write every day. These are the same steps you need to take to build your own self-confidence in anything you want to do. Why do I want to achieve this? For you personally. How will this improve my life? For you personally. Is the outcome worth the effort? For you personally. How am I going to get there? Step by step. Don't give me excuses. Give me steps. Go through this and figure out the next steps you need to take to make what you want to happen and build your self-confidence along the way. Self-confidence starts with belief in yourself because it takes a long time for others to believe in you. Believe in yourself and greatness will come.